Flexibility. I was playing the guitar in a praise band. The year was 1995, something like that. And I had a cold, and so I'm playing, and my nose started to run. I tried to sniff it up. You know, we do that. It worked for a very short while, and then it got worse. I was still playing the guitar, but now my nose was not running. It was dripping, and it wasn't sprinkles. It was like this snot river all the way down. It touched my hand. This is why I knew it had gone all the way to my hand, and it was really, really gross. So I quickly reached my hand toward my nose. You know, I had to go straight up, and I wiped my nose across my sleeve, and everything seemed to be okay. I had a really gooey sleeve, but I continued to play, and there was no further snottiness. Sometimes it's really important to be flexible. When John baptized Jesus, there wasn't a snot problem, but John had to be flexible. He didn't think that things were going according to the plan, because John had been baptizing people, and he was the spiritual figure. People would come up, and he would say, if you've got two coats, give one away. If you're on the wrong road, turn the other way. And he would baptize them. Well, Jesus came, and John was like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to baptize you. I know who you are. You're supposed to baptize me. But Jesus told him, just go with it. He said, you can see in the scripture this morning, he said some more lofty things, but really he communicated to John, just do it. The flexibility that John and Jesus showed at Jesus' baptism is present throughout Jesus' ministry. Instead of following the rules to the letter, he chose to do good rather than harm, even when it pushed against and even obliterated the rules. The early church got that flexibility too. Remember, I've talked many times about the Didache. It's the church manual used by early followers of Jesus where you find this line. In regard to baptism, baptize thus. After the foregoing instructions, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in living water. If you have no living water, then baptize in other water. If you are not able in cold, then in warm. If you have neither, pour water three times on the head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So there's the earliest teaching of the church, even before Jesus is thought of much. I mean, this teaching is before Jesus is that important in the life of the church, even though he founded it. But we just don't talk about Jesus so much early on. They were flexible. So here's the question for today, or at least one of the questions. When did we lose the ability to be flexible? I hear too much. My way is the only way. I hear it from public figures. I hear it from extremist groups. I hear it from politicians. I hear it from church leaders. I hear it from my own mouth. And I don't like it. Jesus was flexible in how things got done. He didn't let the rules, written or unwritten, get in the way of doing good. He didn't let societal boundaries get in the way of doing good. He didn't let his cousin's objections get in the way of doing something good. Maybe right now there's some thoughts, though. Are you saying act first and then ask forgiveness later? Is that the way to go? No, actually. I have acted in that manner before, and I'm sure I will again. But all I'm saying is be flexible. Find a way to do good. I'm standing up on my soapbox and saying to myself, to everyone here in the pews today, to everyone reading whatever I have written, to listening to the podcast later, to church leaders, to politicians, to extremists, to public figures, be flexible. Find a way to do good. But if you compromise all the time, you'll never get the right things done, and things do not get done. The things that do get done will be so watered down, they won't accomplish anything good. There has to be a line in the sand that can't be compromised. Every group's line in the sand is drawn so far in one direction or another that no one can see it. from any other direction. Find a way to do good. Get to a simple place where you can agree on something with someone that you never agree with. Work together on that one thing. If a couple of people can do it, then a few more people can do it. If a small group of people can do it, then a larger group of people can do it. If a large group can do it, you get the picture? Stop drawing lines in the sand. Start working together for good. Be flexible. Jesus' words now, let it be so now. When John and Jesus were flexible, God was pleased. It says so in the Bible. When the early Christians were flexible, God was pleased. When we find ways to be flexible enough to work together for good, God is pleased. When we find ways to be at true peace with one another, God is pleased. When we show love for God and for everyone, God is pleased. Humankind can do this. We can find ways to work together for good. So let's do that. Let's just do that. So many possibilities unfolding. Amen.